The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, welcome in. It's the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. We are sponsored by Remy Martin. Love Remy Martin. We are going to continue to do big things, Remy Martin, in 2025. I hope to not waste a lot of your time with this episode, but there are a couple of things that I wanted to get into and just talk about and talk about how, sorry for shaking the room. How expectations can change perception, specifically as it pertains to Caleb Williams. So I got an email from the NFL. They didn't send it to me like personally. They weren't like, hey, Lawrence, we were thinking about this. What do you think? I got an email from them for the 2024 Pepsi Zero Sugar, I don't even know what that is, NFL Rookie of the Year finalist. Now, this is a fan vote, okay? But they picked the six finalists. Here are the six finalists, and I think all of these guys are worthy, although there are a couple of names that should be on this list that aren't. Brock Bowers, Jaden Daniels, Bucky Irving, Malik Nabers, Bo Nix, Brian Thomas Jr. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that Brian Thomas Jr. was my favorite receiver in the draft. There's another receiver that should be on his list, and his name is Ladd McConkey. Go look at Ladd McConkey highlights this year, what he did with the Chargers. He was an invaluable part of that team, and he deserves to be on this list. Quinyon Mitchell also should be on this list, but I digress. You won't get many people, including me, who will tell you that Caleb deserve to be on this list, but it does tell you something about what expectation does. When you throw around the name Patrick Mahomes, when you throw around the concept of generational talent, and then things don't go really well, that's when people start to look at you and what you've done as if it's not remarkable. Now, this is still, there's still offensive, AP offensive player of the year and AP defensive player of the year or rookie of the year. That will be at NFL Honors. This is a whole different thing that they got going on with a nice sponsorship of something I've never tried, but whatever. I've already said the name, so I guess I can't retract it. But anyway, if you look at Caleb Williams' numbers and Jaden Daniels' numbers, they're pretty identical. I know that there are differences, and this is one of the things why numbers don't always tell the entire story of a season. The numbers that count to most people, especially in this life of ring culture, is wins. Jaden Daniels' team won, and he was a huge part of them winning. He wasn't a passenger. He made plays, he made fourth down plays, he made last second plays. He did the job. Like, he deserves every bouquet of flowers that one can throw at this kid. He was incredible all throughout the season, and I thought the way that they brought along the offense was really cool, and it allowed him to develop. I think that if you're a Bears fan, you probably are, and if you're not, you should be jealous of what the way that Jaden Daniels was brought along in comparison to the way that Caleb Williams was brought along. Now, hear me out on this, and remember who this is coming from. I am Team Justin plus picks, not Justin versus Caleb. Justin plus picks versus Caleb. And I was one of the few people out here telling you about Jaden Daniels, okay? So remember that. Now, I'm not here to tell you that Caleb Williams deserves any awards. But what I am here to tell you is his rookie season should not just be dismissed as being a terrible season where he didn't get anything accomplished. I don't think that we should just brush it to the side. I don't think that we should just look at it and be like, well, that was disappointing. When you factor in the dysfunction that surrounded Caleb Williams from the moment he got here, because we all know how bad Shane Waldron was, and we know how bad Matt Eberflus was. And these are arguments that I've made before, like in defense of Justin Fields. You have to look at everything. You have to look at the fact that everywhere around Caleb Williams until we got late into the season, he had people telling him the wrong stuff. And even with that, he was able to give you, what, a 4-1 touchdown to interception ratio, a 3-1 touchdown interception ratio. He's already the fourth leading single season yardage passer in Bears history with an extra game. Put that asterisk right there. With an extra game. I just think that there's a lot to grow on. Like, to me, the adversity that Caleb Williams went through, you know, the adversity that Ryan Poles couldn't figure it out until Dan Weiderer explained it to him, where you have three different offensive coordinators inside of one season. You have a guy on the bench, ha-ha-ing and key-keying in Shane Waldron while Caleb Williams is getting his brains kicked in by the defense. Yes, a lot of the sacks that Caleb Williams had, almost the 70 sacks that he had, a lot of them were on him. He copped to that. He needs to be better. He needs to be better in recognizing where free rusher is coming from, moving protection, and getting rid of the ball quicker. I'm not going to argue with you on that. All I'm saying is that considering the situation that he was in, I am impressed.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close.
Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
One, that he came out alive. He was there for you every game. And two, he still put up numbers. Think about all the things stacked against Caleb Williams. An offensive line that's not very good. An offensive coordinator who had no idea how to go about helping Caleb. Then another offensive coordinator that you start to catch a rhythm with, and then he's promoted because your coach is an idiot. So now he's out of the room, and then there's another guy who's coordinating the offense, even though Thomas Brown was still the guy who was calling the plays. Then you also have all the mouths to feed. You've got a veteran wide receiver who just got his money, and I say this with peace and love, probably feeling a little entitled. And I would too if I were DJ Moore. I'm that dude. You paid me because I'm that dude. Where are my touches? How can we get on the same page? You have another veteran in Keenan Allen who's here trying to get that last big contract. I do think he'll end up playing next year, but I think that he lost a lot of money this year. And you've got a rookie that you're trying to build chemistry with in Rome Odunze. And they still haven't quite gotten on the same page. I hope that's something that maybe with Keenan Allen moving on, possibly, that gives an opportunity for those two guys to grow. I am not here to tell you that Caleb Williams should be Rookie of the Year. I'm not even here to tell you that he should be a finalist. All I'm saying is that you're going to have a lot of people shitting on Caleb. A lot. Over the next couple of weeks. That his rookie season is going to be held up as a disappointment. And that disappointment was all because of expectations. This is why I am very cautious when we talk about prospects and we go to the nth degree when we're making a comp for them. There is literally no one like Patrick Mahomes. That's why he's so special, because he's a unicorn. So, and like, if you look at the two guys, they're not even built the same. And so for people to be like, oh, well, you know, he's got all the Patrick Mahomes stuff. Let's see. You can praise Caleb without comparing him to perhaps the greatest quarterback who's ever lived. But those expectations that were put on Caleb makes people look at his season with a jaundiced eye. And I'm here to tell you, that season that he had, where he does get sacked almost 70 times, is still impressive. So just take it from me on this. These next few weeks of watching stuff play out, Jaden Daniels could win their next playoff game. Like that Washington team's got a little juice. When all of this stuff plays out, there are going to be a lot of people going, well, look at what Jaden Daniels. Like, Bo Nix is a finalist. And let me tell y'all something, and I'm willing to die on this hill. He's not good. And I hate saying that. That sounds mean. He didn't have a better year than Caleb. And look at that 5-game stretch where he just kept throwing interceptions and no touchdowns. So Caleb is going to have to, he's going to have to overperform going forward for people to believe he's good. And I'm here to tell you, he is good. And he showed you he was good. And now let's see if he can make the move from good to great. And hopefully, everything that's happened this season with him makes him better. There's the possibility that it makes him worse. Like, we are an amalgam of our experiences. USC Caleb, my mind, doesn't exist anymore. He's a professional quarterback. So now we judge him on what he is in the NFL, not what he was. That was last year's thing. Now we have NFL tape. We got 17 games of who he is in this league to judge him by. And I would say that most people have judged him too harshly. And if you're watching every game, I think you have a better understanding. If you're living in it and what's going on with the Bears organizationally, you have a better understanding for what he went through, and you're less dismissive of, he had a bad offensive coordinator. Yeah, a coordinator so bad they fired him in the middle of the season. Like, really think about that. A head coach so bad that the Bears busted up precedent and fired him midway through the season. Just saying, through a proper lens, you should look at his rookie season. With all of the criticism, the warranted criticism, just try and be fair. And when you hear it, I'm sure you'll bristle. But just know that there are a lot of people that feel similarly to me. You can be mad if you want that he didn't live up to the incredible, crazy expectations that the draft complex in football likes to hold up. But, and he didn't ball. He didn't ball out, but he wasn't trash either. What he did was a really good first step. And without those expectations, every single one of us would feel that way. All right, I'm done preaching. I appreciate you watching. I appreciate you listening. If you're on Spotify or Apple, get your asses over here. That is two cuss words today. That is too many. But get on over here. Head on down to the boat show. The boat show. And subscribe to this YouTube page. It's killer. There's all sorts of stuff. I also appreciate you guys watching the video about me going over my TV reel. It was a little bit more emotional than I expected in both getting ready for it and then doing it. But I love y'all. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.